Surah Al-Dukhan. As I told you, this is a prayer, very beautiful prayer. Surah Al-Dukhan, Surah Al-Zukhruf. This also says in the same verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hameen wal kitab al mubin. By the book that is very self-evident and manifest. And I said, here we should read as understood. Wal kitab al mubin innaka la min al mursaleen. This book, which is clear and self-evident, is enough proof that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a messenger of Allah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Now the same thing which is said in the last part of Quran, Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin qadr. Important subjects are repeated in Quran at least twice. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin qadr, we send down this Quran in the laylatul qadr, the precious night. Here, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. We sent it down in the night which was blessed. It is the same. Not two of our nights, it's the same night. In Ramadan, in the last 10 days. Inna kunna munzirin. Verily, we have ever been warning. We have been sending our revelations to the messengers so as to warn people. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakeem. During that night, Laylatul Mubarakah, Laylatul Qadr, all the affairs of wisdom are decided and decreed and issued. This night for this world is a budget session of this divine kingdom. What will happen during this year? Who will die? Who will come and be born? What will happen to whom? What will happen to Pakistan? What will happen to this and that? These things are decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night. And this is called Laylatul Qadr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. All the matters have been decided, and now the angels start coming down to implement those decisions that have been taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the word yufraqo is very important. Issued. Yufraqo, something separated. Now this order has been issued. Fiha yufraqo kullu amrin hakeem. All the important decisions are issued in this night. Amram min indana. As a command from us, inna kunna mursaleen, really, we have been the senders. Rahmatam min rabbik. And we have been sending the messengers as a mercy from your Lord. Innahu huwa samiul alim. Verily, he is all listening, all knowing. Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma bainahuma in kuntum muqineen. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is between them, in kuntum muqineen, if only you are convinced. La ilaha illa hu. There is no God except him. You are he wa yumeet. He gives life and he puts to death. Rabbukum wa rabbu abaikum al-awwaleen. He is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. Bal hum fi shakki yalabun. But these people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are in doubt and they are playing, mocking. فَرْتَقِمْ يَوْمَتَاتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانِ مُبِينَ. So you just wait and see when the heaven will bring a manifest smoke. Now in the coming ayat, there is a reference to a small chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which came to Makkah. As we read in Surah Al-Anam, Surah Al-Araf, then again in Surah Al-Sajdah, it has been the practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whenever he sent a messenger to a people, he sent small chastisements, small afflictions, so that if they are sleeping, they should wake up and they should think. So these small, they are not for the destruction, but only meant to open their eyes, if really they can open their eyes. If they are not already absolutely dead spiritually, then you know this thing will shake them up and they will rise and see the affairs. So this was in the form of a very big famine which came to Makkah and all the area around it. So due to this drought, you know, there was nothing to eat. People were hungry. And you know, in that case, in that condition, it seems as if, you know, there is dust all around in the atmosphere. Dukhani Mubin. As if there is some smoke which is covering the heaven. So it is meant by this. فرتقب شو wait for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the day يوم تاتي السماء بدخان مبين. When the heaven will bring a manifest smoke, يخشى الناس, it will cover and envelop the people. هذا عذاب عظيم. And this will be a painful chastisement. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. And they said and cried, Oh Allah, Oh our Lord, Lord, you just remove from us this chastisement. We come to believe, we shall believe. Anna lahum al-dhikra. Where from can they have this admonition and reminding? وَقَدْ جَاهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُبِينٌ. Although a clear messenger had come to them. He was reciting unto them the revelations of their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never came to believe. Now will they believe? أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَ وَقَدْ جَاهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ. Then, but they just turned away from him. وَقَالُوا مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونٌ. And they said, oh, he is a taught one. Somebody has taught him. He is getting dictation from somebody. Or he is a possessed one, مَجْنُونٌ. Or he has gone crazy. إِنَّا كَاشِفُ الْعَذَابِ قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ عَائِدُونَ. Okay. We are going to remove this excitement for a while. But we know that you will surely revert to your disbelief. But when we shall seize them with the big seizures, Azab al-Adna and Azab al-Akbar, we read in Surah Sajda. وَلَنُذِقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Now when we shall, يَوْمَ نَفْتِشُ الْبَسَّرَ الْكُبْرَى, the bigger seizure, greater seizure will come, إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ, then we shall take the revenge. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And in the same way, we had tried before them the people of Fir'aun, وَجَاهُمْ رَسُولُ الْكَرِيمُ, and to them a very respectable Rasul, messenger had come. أَنْ أَدُّوا إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. And he has said to Fir'aun, now deliver to me the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Surely I am for you a trustworthy messenger. وَاللَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. And don't exalt yourselves against Allah. Don't revolt against Allah. إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ مُبِينٌ. I have come to you with a clear authority. وَإِنِّي عُسْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ أَتَرْجُمُونَ. And I take refuge with my Lord and your Lord, lest you should stone me to death. وَإِلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا بِي وَإِلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي فَاتَذِرُونَ. But if you don't believe in me, then let me alone. Go away. Don't touch me with any evil design. فَدَعَ رَبَّهُ أَنَّهَا أُولَٰئِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ. Then he prayed to his Lord. These people are guilty people. They are culprits. They are not going to believe in us. فَأَصْلِ عِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Now the revelation was sent to him. You go forth with my people during the night. Surely you will be followed. وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوَى. And when you have crossed the sea or the river, whatever it was, or the lake, one of the salt lakes, then leave it as calm and divided as it is. When you know Hazrat Musa struck the sea with his staff, it divided into two. كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. And every side became just as a rock. But now Allah said, leave it as it is. So that when Fir'aun and his hosts and armies come, they will be drunk. وَاتْرُكُ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوَى إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُقْرَقُونَ. Now these hosts are going to be drowned. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. How many they left behind them, their gardens and their springs, وَزُرُوعٍ, and their sown fields, وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, and their very beautiful dwellings, وَنَعْمَةٍ, and the delights, كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ, in which they used to rejoice, كَذَلِكَ, it was like that, وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ, and this all we made other nation to inherit. They were drowned. Now the next generation or some or whosoever was there, they inherited them. فَمَا بَقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْذَرِينَ. So now on their fate, neither the heaven wept nor the earth, and nor they were given any respite. وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. And we delivered Bani Israel, children of Israel, from the humiliating chastisement. Min Fir'aun, from Fir'aun. Innahu kana aliyam min al-muslifin. Verily, he was from the prodigals, and surely he had become very much arrogant. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we chose them, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, on the basis of our knowledge. We chose them above all the worlds. Now please note, twice in Surah Baqarah we have this ayah. Exactly. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Israel, remember my blessings over you. And I raised you higher than all the nations of the world. These are Bani Israel. Here again we find, وَلَقَدْ أَخْتَرْنَاهُمْ, we have chosen them. عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, on the basis of our knowledge. عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ, above all the nations of the world. This nation has been, at least, believing in one God. Has been throughout history, except a very small period when a section of these people, they declared Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam to be son of God. But not all of Bani Israel, some of them. And for a very small period. Otherwise, Tawheed is with them. They never left Tawheed. They stuck to Tawheed throughout history. This is something. And this is a nation only who has a recorded history of 5,000 years. No other nation in the world has that history. People don't know where from we had come. You ask somebody, he doesn't know even the name of his grandfather. It has a written, recorded history. And that history is by and large confirmed by Quran. Quran refers to that history. The prophets of the Old Testament, we accept that they were the prophets, no doubt. Except for Hud and Saleh. They are not mentioned. Because they were not in the line of Ibrahim. It was a separate batch of the progeny of Sam. And they were very far off from them. In southern Arabian peninsula and Qawmi'at. So they are not mentioned in Torah, in the Old Testament. But all the others are mentioned. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have said so, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having given this status to a nation, then He gave them the punishment. What? ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. We heaped upon them the zillah, the humility, and maskana. Why? فَبَعُوا بِغَضَبِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And they got the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? An ummah which has the book of Allah, which is the custodian of the law of Allah, becomes the representative of Allah on earth. And now if by its action it misrepresents Allah, it's bigger criminal than the kuffar. This is a very bitter truth. I wanted to bring it home to you. Why are we being humiliated? Why? The same law. We are the custodians of the book of Allah. We are the custodians of divine Sharia. We say we are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But where is deen? The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of his ahadith, Yushik wa yati ala al-nasu zamanun. La yabqa min al-islam illa smuhu. Wa la yabqa min al-Quran illa rasmuhu. I fear a time will come when there will not remain nothing from Islam except its name. And there will remain nothing of Quran except the script. Rasmul Khat. That's. We are very much in that time. And that is why we are being persecuted. We are being punished. It's divine punishment. Coming at the hands of the enemies. But not without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ. And we gave them our signs in which there was a clear trial and examination for them. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَيَقُولُونَ. Surely these people are saying, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتُنَا الْأُولَىٰ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِالْمُنْشَرِينَ. This is only one death of ours, which will come to us, and then we shall not be raised again. Denying this resurrection and the hereafter. Fatu bi abayna in kuntum sadiqin. If you are true, then bring back our forefathers. If they can be resurrected, if they can bring forth our forefathers before us, then we shall believe that yes, we will also be resurrected. Ahum khairun al-qawmut tubba. Are they better? Or the people of Tubba? Tubba, you know, they were the kings of Saba in Yemen. Just as, you know, the title of the kings of Egypt was Fir'aun. Title of the kings in Chaldea or Iraq was Nimrod. The title of the kings of Yemen was Tubba. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And those who were before them. أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ We destroyed them. إِنَّهُمْ قَالُوا مُجْرِمِينَ Verily, they were guilty. This nation was in power in Yemen from the year 150 BC, before Christ, to the year 300 AD. For 450 years, they were the rulers in Yemen. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا سَمَاوَاتِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ We have not created the heaven and the earth and what is in between them, playing. وَمَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ We have not created them, but with a certain purpose. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But most of them know not. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ Definitely the day of decision, the day of judgment, is the appointed time for all of them. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا مَوْلًا شَيْعًا When the day when no friend will be of any avail to his friend. وَلَهُمْ يُنْسَرُونَ And they will not be helped. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ Except the one whom Allah shows his mercy. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ Verily, he is all powerful and he is the merciful. إِنَّ شَلَّرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ Verily, the tree of Zakkum, تَعَامُ الْأَثِيمُ It will be the food of the sinful sinners in the hell. Kal mohl yagli fil butun. And it will boil like molten brass in their bellies. Kal ghalgi al hamim. Just as a boiling water ceases. Khuduhu. And then it will be said, seize him. Fa'keluhu ila samai jaheem. And then drag him into the midst, in the middle of the hellfire. Then you pour upon his head the chastisement of boiling water. Zuk, taste it. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Actually, he is you are powerful. You held power, you are a king. You are Fir'aun. You are Tubba. You are Nimrod. Now taste. You are the all powerful. And respectful and noble. In hada ma kuntum bihi tamtarun. Now this is what you were doubting about. Innal muttaqina fi maqamin amin. Whereas the people who had fear of Allah in their hearts, they will be in a very peaceful place. Fi jannatin wa uyun. In gardens and springs. Yalbasuna min sundusin wa istabraqin mutaqabilin. Dressed in silk and brocade. Facing one another. Kazalik. Thus it shall be. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ And we shall espouse them to wide-eyed houris. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ They will be ordering there all the fruit without any fear. There will be no fear that you said this fruit is not available. No, no. Whatever you call, it will be brought before you. لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. Now they are not going to taste another death, except the death through which they have already come. وبقاهم عذاب الجحيم. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has saved them, will save them from the chastisement of the hellfire. فضلا من ربك. And it will be a bounty from your Lord. ذلك هو الفضل العظيم. And verily, this will be the mighty triumph. The real success. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have made this Quran very easy in your language, in your tongue. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that they might be astonished. They might be reminded of the basic realities of this universe. فَارْتَقِبْ إِنَّهُمْ مَرْتَقَدُونَ. So wait, O Prophet, for the end. Allah's command. Surely, they too are waiting. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.